Jones, Stetson men's basketball coach. Coach, congratulations on your entry into March Madness. This is so exciting.
Oh, this is awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I love your show. And we're just, you know, we're sky high here in DeLand. Our campus is popping, and we're just really enjoying this great opportunity.
Yeah, what's the response been like in DeLand? Stetson, as I've said many times on this show, near and dear to my heart. In my broadcasting career, I spent some time with the football broadcasting team and traveled with the university for a couple of years around 2016, and everybody involved, you talk about some incredible people that work over there at Stetson. How big is this for those individuals at that university?
You know, that's the thing that excites me the most is the people here. You know, you got people like our athletic director, Jeff Altier, has been here 28 years and is retiring April 1st. Wow. So to be able to give that to him and a lot of the people at work here, because, you know, when you work at these jobs, you have like four jobs that you do. You work. And to see them get some credit on a national scene and the exposure we've gotten, it's just been very humbling for me to watch this excitement be spread.
To someone just checking into Stetson basketball at this point in the year, which is the case for a lot of college basketball, casual fans, this is the time of the year when conference tournament play starts and you start to check in. Brackets coming out this weekend. How would you sum up your season and what led you to this point, being in the position that you are?
Yeah, you know what? We really had our season. There were a lot of little victories throughout it. You know, you got your non-conference schedule, you got your conference schedule, then you got your postseason. So, you know, we played 10 of our 15 games on the road. You know, when you're at these little schools, you got to raise money for the university. And, you know, we played at UCF. We played at Cincinnati. We played at Houston. We played at UNLV. We play all those schools. And, you know, obviously we had some victories there. We had a great win over, you know, UCF. We had one over Charlotte and played Cincinnati to the buzzer. And then we come in and win a MTE event. You know, we won two games there here in Daytona. Walk into our conference, and, you know, we finished second. We had a chance to tie for first, lost the last game, lost one of our best players to, you know, people don't realize we lost our best player, one of them, to a knee injury 3 weeks ago. And so we've been playing without a 6'8 power forward, and we walk into postseason. I just think the energy, this group has just been a group that's been very resilient. It's only our second 20-win season in 49 years.
Wow.
And so we won the most games they've ever won, 22. We tied that this year. So this is no secret. This group's been coming together. We got some great kids that really believe, and it's just an incredible gift to coach. They've been a blast.
We're talking to Stetson men's basketball coach Donnie Jones. They're headed to March Madness, and we'll find out who they're matched up with on Sunday. If you're being honest with yourself and all of us here, did you expect this when you came into the season, or did you think that this was a realistic possibility?
Yeah, you know what? We've finished, we've been in the semifinals twice. We've finished second and third. You know, Stetson's one of five programs to never go to an NCAA tournament. So I knew it was a tough challenge. I thought our conference is very tough, especially in the transfer and the NIL world. You know, we've had four or five kids be all conference players leave and go to bigger schools for better situations. So we were able to keep the kids that were really bought in to stay. And so you got to put yourself in a situation, you know, it's the beauty of sport when you can get guys to play together. And we did. You know, last year was a first winning season in 24 years at Stetson. And so we put it together for two. And these kids really wanted to do something that hadn't been done, and they did it.
Are you nervous, excited, all of the above as it pertains to Sunday? And I understand you guys have a watch party going on campus. Is that right?
We do. We do. Yeah, we do on Sunday from 5 to 7 at the Stetson Room. So love to have you come out. Come on out and join us. It's going to be fun. We'll have 300-400 people there. It's going to be an exciting night for our program.
So what's the emotion for you going into that? How does what are you going to be like that night if I come and roll through?
Yeah, just anxious, to be honest about it. Just really anxious. I wouldn't say nervous or, you know, you're going to play, you know, one of four, but we're probably a 16th seed. So we're going to get – we've already played Houston, so we know what the number one team looks like. So so we're going to play either Carolina probably or UConn or Tennessee. It'll be one of those. So, You know, I think once we kind of know, it's kind of been a different week because you got a week off and you're like, well, who do we prepare for or what do we do? You know, so it's been one of just playing against ourselves every day. But no, it's going to be a great, exciting feeling, and I think our fans are really excited to just be a part of that experience.
Are you going to show them any Fairley Dickinson tape from last year's tournament?
Well, we may throw one or two of those clips out there. There's no question. It's kind of like the guy that ran the 4-minute mile. Once he broke that, there was like 25 people did it the next week. So
that's right.
You know, at least they what can be done, and it's always what's great about March Madness.
That's a great point. And a good nice pull for Roger Bannister there. Glad he made it onto the show today. What's the best part of this whole experience? Is it the notoriety that it brings to the university that's often overlooked, or for players that probably never thought they'd get to the dance? What means the most to you right now with all of this attention that you guys are getting?
Yeah, you know what? I think two things. One, the school, obviously. You know, DeLand's a wonderful community. There's some great people here. Glenn Wilkes, the legendary coach, you know, kind of put this program on the map. But never did win a championship. And I think the kids that's in this program, I mean, we start three kids that never had a scholarship offer in today's world. And so it's just really, to me, to see those kids get the victory for being selfless and not being caught up in all the noise this world brings and play together for something. It's very refreshing to see them have their success.